This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the Infamous Podcast.
I was like, what's going on?
I tried to talk into the backside of the microphone to start the show.
Would it still pick you up?
I think it, well, it would not. I would sound like I'm far away. No, these aren't the 360 ones like the old ones. Hey.
Would sound like you're far away.
I'm Brian.
So,
this is Johnny.
Talk to it like that?
Yeah, it won't, like, it, like, really drops you out. So, okay. The only, like, here in the very front, like, where you're lined up,
right.
And at, like, the front part of the top.
Oh, so if I talk like that,
yep.
You can still
yeah.
hear me
yep.
pretty good.
So,
this is Johnny. Like you don't know already.
No. All right. So this week we only have one topic. The topic everybody's talking about.
The topic that I don't have enough time to look at until after I get back from vacation.
Disney Plus.
There's too much on there.
So, all right. So it's funny that you say that because as I was going through it,
it's not a complaint either.
No,
it's,
I know you're
not
complaining. Well, so they've been loading.
Why do I seem so low?
You're far away.
Okay. I'm like right on top of it. Test.
Yeah, there you go. You're good. I mean, okay. It's picking you up. I hear you.
All right.
So when I happened to wake up at 2 a.m., the day it came
just
out.
Just happened to
no,
wake
no,
up
no.
at 2 a.m.
Like, so that, you know, that's what I do now.
Well,
right?
They said. There was like this thing where they said it was going to be up at 6 a.m.
Right.
But they said that in certain apps, it may be showing up like earlier.
Yeah.
And it was like nobody was for certain. Like, hey, it might be up at 2. It might be up at 4.
Yeah.
Or it might just go down altogether.
So I fell asleep.
And
it did. I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
At like
you do.
And instead of going up, it was 2 a.m. I was like, I wonder. And so I fired up the Apple TV, and lo and behold, there it was. And I was like, okay, The Mandalorian is supposed to come out at 6, but this is the featured image. It was the first image after I signed in.
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Okay.
And so I just watched it. It was on. I watched it.
6 o'clock somewhere.
Right. Whoever's, like, somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Right, exactly.
So,
in a country that's not getting...
It might be
Disney
England.
Plus.
I don't know if England, how far ahead. I thought England was 5 hours, but whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I watched it. I went to bed.
Oh, you went back to sleep after
yeah,
you watched
after
it?
After I watched it. I went up to bed.
Did you? Are you sure you didn't dream it then?
Or? So, okay. So, like, I don't want to spoil too much about it.
No.
The ending, I thought I did dream. And I was like, I...
Totally would make sense too,
so,
because
I was like,
you get to the ending, because I got up, I had to be to work at 8, and I was like, oh, if it's coming up at 6, I'll just get up an hour earlier than I normally
right.
do, and I'll go ahead
yeah.
and load the app, because you couldn't load the app until after midnight, and I had gone to bed early.
So we'll talk about like
yeah.
their whole strategy here, but let's just talk about the Mandalorian
so,
for a while.
Literally, I got up at 6, loaded the app was clocking, so I went back out and went back in. And it brought up the search
mm-hmm.
bar for me and everything. So I searched Mandalorian, and it came up, and it let me watch it.
Yeah.
But it was still clocking on other stuff. Like, it was, like, I could tell that everybody was on at once. Like, it was just going down. Like, you could tell it was going down. And, welcome to the nightclub.
It's the Titans theme song.
So, like, I watched it, and I was like, get to the end, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, alrighty then. I'm like, I'm really tired. I'm like, I got
did
up
I really
out.
See that.
I got up and early for this, and I'm like, and you did that to IG-11?
So the IG-11 thing,
yeah.
I thought like, okay, this probably didn't happen. I watched that wrong. And then the very end, I was like, there's no way they did that.
Right.
And so at 6 a.m. I watched it again. Okay. so
when you had to legitimately get up.
Yeah, I was up. Like, I watched it on my tablet. Which, you know, I have an iPad Pro, so it's like a good screen to watch it on. You weren't in the Mandalorian Palo, were you?
Yeah, I was.
You were. Which one did you? Oh, you missed Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, I didn't go to Galaxy's Edge because I'm going to Galaxy's
Edge. So the first, I don't know, of the first like 20 minutes of the show, we probably saw between 8 to 10 minutes of that at Celebration.
Yeah, like literally later on that day, Elva and I watched it.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, this is what we saw. Mm-hmm. Like, I could tell her, like, from, we seen it from this point to this point. I said, the part with Greef Karga and the restaurant, whatever you want to call it, we seen that. Mm-hmm. And I said, and then we seen the stuff with Werner Herzog.
Right.
Which I told her, I said, here's the cool part. I said, this is the cool part I was telling you about, and that with the stormtrooper. And she was like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like those odds.
Yeah. But she was like, what is the show? She goes, like, she knows what it is. She knows what Star Wars is. Obviously, we've grown up with it.
Right.
But she's like, what is this show supposed to be? Like, she's like, it feels like something, but I don't know what. And I said, it's a Western.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, we get to the part where he's learning how to ride the Blurg.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, look, it's a Western. I said, he's a cowboy. I said, he's trying to learn how to ride a horse.
I apparently didn't.
When I said that to her, she was like, oh, yeah, this is totally a Western.
So I didn't pay enough attention to the credits, because when I heard Nick Nolte's voice, I was like, who is that?
The dang CG creature, whatever that is. I don't know if he's CG or if it's just, you know, an actor. The makeup looks like Nick Nolte.
It does. Like when you realize that that's his voice. He's the thinnest, tuskless Ugnaught I've ever seen.
I was like, if he's an Ugnaught, then he speaks perfectly good English.
Yeah, because they all like...
Or Interlac or whatever their species, whatever their main language is. Arboresh.
I have spoken.
Yeah. That'll be the new...
Oh, there's already shirts.
Yeah, I was going to say that'll be the new nerd thing.
It was like Tuesday afternoon and like, you know, the deal of the day shirts are coming out. Yeah. I have spoken. Yeah. You know, it was good. But,
I prefer I will self-destruct.
Right? I will self-destruct now. I will initiate self-destruct. Yeah. Hey, how about I self-destruct? How about you don't, dude? Like, fight back.
That's the thing, is like you're watching it. You know who's under the mask. And you're like, you totally see his facial features without like no facial features. And I'm like, he's like making comments. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could just see what his face is like underneath that mask.
So the IGN review, which is one of the only ones I watched because I was hoping it was David. It was not. I almost turned it off, but I was like, whatever.
How did that happen?
It was like a pre-recorded. No, it was like pre-recorded where they were showing. It was like just voiceover.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the guy was talking about how like Pedro did an awesome job.
Well, yeah.
Emoting with body language. So.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, even like when he's sitting there in the blacksmith room.
Yeah.
And like just sitting there, and you're like, this is a very tense moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that was not Boba Fett. That was not Boba Fett.
Wait, which one was not Boba?
When some people are speculating that's Boba Fett in the hallway when he's walking down the hallway.
No.
And then I'm like, no, if anybody, that was Jodo Cast.
Yeah.
They'll do it where it was Jodo Cast or something. And I'm like, Boba Fett's in the Sarlacc pit on Tatooine. Maybe getting 8, maybe not. Maybe Dengar saving him. Maybe we'll find out, you know?
So I did like her horns on the blacksmith's horns. Yeah. Like, so she was maybe part of Death Watch? Well, maybe a follower of Maul?
They took some inspiration from... I mean,
Filoni directed the episode.
Well, right,
so.
But they took inspiration from the Mandalorian
mercs. Oh,
yeah. Definitely. Yeah, and I was like, that's cool.
So...
I was digging her fur, right? Neck
like
piece.
The whole thing, like the whole scene was really cool. I'm gonna say it wrong. The Barrakesh. Thank you. Steel was really cool to see, and then the Empire stamp right there on it, and like mentioning the Great Purge and the stuff carried over from Rebels or not Rebels, from Clone Wars.
Well, and that's the thing, is like whatever the Clone Wars cartoon is coming is going to explain more that associates
with we're
going to
see the siege.
Right.
So, siege of Mandalore. I like I like that they did a flashback of him. Or right. what we're assuming that's
yeah,
him,
we
right?
know that something bad happened
and,
to him.
And I feel like this was, that's part of the siege maybe that happened.
Right.
Or part of the purge.
Well, and then they were talking about other orphans mm-hmm. and, you know, like he's an orphan.
And
like,
his signet hasn't been revealed right. yet. And so that was really cool. I'm excited to see more of his armor getting built.
Yeah. Like more of the, when he gets
the pauldron.
The,
yeah. The pauldron was cool though.
If he does.
Yeah. I really,
Since
really
he
like
was
that
an
scene.
Orphan and he found an orphan.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole different game.
So,
and I just hope to see him reprogram IG-11.
So that's kind of what we were talking about in our text chain, yeah. right? I was like, oh, so much. But he's in other materials. So maybe it's not IG-11, though.
You never know.
Maybe that wasn't IG-11.
I think it was.
He said he just called it IG unit.
Because he looks like the
so,
figure.
He does look like the yeah. figure. So, yeah, I think it looked really good for a TV show.
Yeah.
There was one part where like the CGI looked kind of wonky when it was when they were going up over the ridge to look down at the compound.
Oh, okay.
Like the ground looked wonky, but I think it was because I was thinking they were going to do something CG there, and
it was
a practical effect.
I was
going
to say, I was going to
so,
say, I thought
and
that
that's
was
why
practical
I was like,
there.
Okay, hold on, like there, because they shot this in California out in the
right.
desert.
Yeah.
So
some of the locations where Return of
yeah,
the Jedi was
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I never judge, or I try never to judge a show by its pilot. Like you and I have talked about this for years.
Right.
As far as pilots go, it did its job. It has me wanting to watch more, which we'll
it
get to.
It introduced the main character the show's named mm-hmm. after. It gave you little bits of other characters that may play a part. It didn't introduce all the characters, like, right away. So, like, Cara Dune didn't show up at all.
Right.
So, it's like, that's cool. Ming-Na Wen's character did not show up at all.
Right.
And I'm like, that's cool because you know they're coming, but you don't know how they fit into the story.
Right, right. So, I don't know. I saw some comments like from my friend's feed.
Sure.
About how like, oh, I don't understand why everybody loves this so much. It was just okay. It was a Star Trek episode.
I'll put it to you this way. Elva is not like a Star Wars fan like
yeah.
me. And when I asked her, I said, well, what did you think of it? And she goes, it was good, but I need more.
Yeah.
I need to know what's happening.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
And that's where I am.
And I'm like,
I
that's
need
a
more.
Fair. That's a fair review right there. I'm like, because you know, you can't just go into it and go like I was in it. I was enthusiastically happy yeah. with it, but I was like, that's the first episode.
So you know, I had posted you know about it like
yeah.
you know I don't know if you read it or not. It's like was I up looking
I don't
for
remember.
The I was like was I up looking for the Disney app on various app stores?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yes, somewhere. Did I find it on the Apple TV at 2 a.m.? Yes. Did I immediately download said app? Yes. Did I watch Mandalorian 2 times already? You bet your Star Wars loving ass yeah. I did. You know, part of that was because I happened to be up. Part of that because coming out of Celebration, this was the thing I was most excited about.
Okay.
Because it's new, it's different. It's a direction that I feel the franchise, the universe has needed to go for a while, is to more of the serialized, like week over week. You know,
what's
10.
Worked with Clone Wars
yeah.
and Rebels would work
right.
with the
so
live
like with
action
the with
show.
The animation stuff that we love. So I started my Rebels rewatch already.
Okay.
So but yeah, so I'm really excited about this. I'm glad they didn't give too much story away.
Right. I mean, what is it, 8 episodes total?
I don't know. I haven't been able to find out. Like I haven't found out if it's 8 or 10.
I think they listed like every air date because people were like, is it on Friday?
It's taking a week off.
It's going to be on Fridays. No, it's on tomorrow.
No. It's taking a week off the week that Rise of Skywalker comes out.
Oh, wow.
Which I feel like they should have tried to finish it before Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
But and they might still. Who knows?
Unless there's some twist that ties the two together.
I really hope not.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
So,
I mean, there was enough twist at the end that you're like, wait a minute, where is this going?
So, which has led to a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
And we tend to try not to speculate.
I speculate.
We do, but
well, I mean,
we.
But legitimately, this is where you said something about a Vanity Fair article.
Right.
Vanity Fair is a legit magazine.
Right.
Been around for years.
Right.
When they start speculating, they're turning into a tabloid.
Right.
And I'm not. Like, I wasn't just pleased with that.
I shared that just because I was like, I thought it was interesting that it was Vanity Fair.
Yeah. And that's what I wasn't pleased with that, because Vanity Fair is more of a respected publication than to speculate about stuff. Right. They could talk about it.
Yeah. It's not like Bleeding Cool or something. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, that's what podcasting is.
Yeah.
It's podcasting when you're just talking with your friends, and that is, hey, wouldn't this be cool?
Like leading up to The Last Jedi, we did that for weeks, yeah. Right?
Well, I mean, and what was the first thing I said after we did Force Awakens is Rey is a Palpatine.
Yep.
And I've speculated that since then. And like all the evidence is pointing that way. And now it's pointing that way like more. And I'm like, if I was right, I was right. If I was wrong, it was a good.
Right. It was fun. We got a lot of episodes out of that.
As a comic book fan, I've read enough of the, you know, and as a sci-fi fan, everything's what if.
Right.
So it's like, you know, what if she is a Palpatine?
Cool.
Yeah.
What if she's not?
What if she is a clone of Palpatine now? It's more like you throw out something against the wall and then you shape it as you get more pieces of the puzzle.
I mean, I joked for months that she's Ezra Bridger's daughter. Right.
That's watching The Mandalorian. Yeah. I was like, is he a real Mandalorian?
So I had that question.
And then when they started talking about the Purge and all that, and they show him walking through and all these other Mandalorians looking at him, I'm like, yeah, he's a real Mandalorian.
Yep. So what really did it for me was when she asked if his signet had been revealed. Because, like, Boba Fett didn't have any of that. Because
he was just a clone.
So I've had, well, there's that, but Jango wasn't even a Mandalorian. So I've had the two most common questions I've gotten from my non-fanboy friends is, when does this take place? About 6 years after Empire. Or after
five
Jedi.
5 to 6 years is what they're saying.
And then, is he like Boba Fett? And I usually reply, Boba Fett can suck a dick.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not, you know, I've never been a fan of the character. I like his armor. I like the look of the character. I didn't like the character in the expanded universe stuff. Sure. I thought like they kind of overblew him. I was young enough that there wasn't enough of him for me to like in the movies.
Sure.
So, and I was all in on Luke and R2 and you know that stuff.
Yeah.
That was the age I was.
What they're doing in this, it kind of feels like, is Jon Favreau is old enough that he remembers the holiday special.
Yeah.
Boba Fett in the holiday special is different from Boba Fett in
absolutely.
The movies. Mandalorian resembles more what Boba Fett was in the cartoon.
Yeah, with his rifle and
riding a beast and all that type of stuff. So it's like, no, he's not Boba Fett. Boba Fett was a clone of Jango Fett, and Jango Fett was not a true Mandalorian. He just was wearing Mandalorian armor.
Stolen Mandalorian armor.
Oh, as a scam artist. Mandalorians were feared in the galaxy even back then before the Clone Wars. So he was wearing that like Batman would wear, you know, the bat.
Right.
And that, and it was one of those things where it was supposed to put fear into his prey.
He's like Azrael.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he stole the bat symbol for himself.
Right. And then Boba was just wearing it as a dedication, I would say.
Yeah. To his clone.
To his dad?
It's like the Marauder twins in Invincible. I'm the real one. No, I'm the real one.
It would be his master mold.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be his original master mold. Because if Jango would have lived, Jango would be an old man by the time Boba was looking like him when we seen Jango in Attack of the Clones. He would look like he did when he was Doctore on Spartacus. Which still cracks me up because he looks totally different.
Right.
But the Mandalorian.
I know. Lance Reddick didn't look anything like he did.
Who?
Lance Reddick. Like in the other seasons when he was. Never mind.
Yeah.
You were talking Gods of the Arena, and I'm talking about the rest of Spartacus as a joke. Yeah.
He shows up in stuff, too.
So. Yeah, I think he shows up in this.
He probably does.
So,
I mean, you know, it was funny because Brian Posehn shows up as Posehn. Is that how you say it? He shows up as a speeder driver, and I'm like, really? I'm like,
well, Horatio Sanz was the bounty.
Well, yeah, he had the makeup.
Right.
And
that was totally Brian Posehn. So,
and I didn't know who he was. Like, I don't watch SNL or anything.
But he hasn't been on SNL for years. But
I just was like, I'm like, really? You're going to pull me out of it with this?
It did. That did pull me a little
bit
out.
Then they ate him, and I was like, okay.
Now I get it. Okay, I get it. I think he's friends with those guys. So
I'm sure he's in the end club.
I don't know.
Constable Zuvio was, like, the best cameo.
That was really funny.
Because they actually, like, focused on him a couple times, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Now we understand why they put that figure out. It was just to the wrong property.
Hey, you know.
It was ahead of its time.
Now it's like, did you buy that figure just to have for the Mandalorian?
No.
No. I have that figure, so.
I think I might have
the
it.
The Hero
I
of Jakku.
Yeah. I think I got it at Five Below or something.
Oh, sure.
If I got it. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure if I have it or not.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's.
So on to Disney Plus itself.
Okay. So real quick. One
last
thing.
Have you watched a lot of stuff?
Yeah, but one last thing about The Mandalorian before we go on. How do you want this season to end up? Right? Like, do you want it to end on a cliffhanger? Do you want it to have, like, a story that they tell and complete, and then they go in a new direction each season?
I think that would be a good idea. Like, to just have one complete chapter, as you would call it, in the Star Wars universe.
So The Force Awakens
or
is like
episode.
The Force Awakens is what, 40 years after 30. Jedi? 30 or 40?
Yeah.
Something like that?
It's 30.
30. Okay. Yeah. So we've got 24 years to play with.
Sure.
So, and like, I don't want each season to be like a year or like, you know, they could do like 2 weeks in
a
season, you know.
It should just be a bounty.
Yeah.
Like whatever the bounty is. And that you can't go backwards, but you go forwards in his story.
Yeah.
And it could be a month later, or it could be
3 years
year later, or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That was my last thing about that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
go
I
watch
don't,
it.
I don't
it's
have an
really
issue
good.
With like them doing a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
If they want to, but I don't think they need to. Nope. And that, I mean, you know, I think that it's going to be set up enough that whatever the close of the episode of the season is, we'll continue into Clone Wars because I think that Clone Wars is going to explain some of the stuff of what we see in The Mandalorian and that with Dave being involved
in both.
Yeah.
So he's the executive producer on both of those properties.
With Favreau on.
So Favreau is the showrunner.
Yeah. But I think he's like an executive producer too.
Yeah. So anyway, all right.
Kathleen Kennedy and one of the other guys are.
So onto the app. Which devices have you used the app on so far?
Just the Roku.
You haven't used it? Did you put it on your phone yet?
No.
Okay. The coolest thing about this app is it's no different on my phone or my tablet or my Apple TV or my computer.
Okay.
Like, I can access all the same settings and profile information. I love it.
So there's one problem I've seen, though. You can't toggle through something to get to where you stopped.
Yeah. Oh.
And if you.
So wait, if I've been watching something.
Yeah.
So let me.
Like High School Musical. I know you've been watching that.
Yeah. Right. So like the only thing I've watched so far is The Mandalorian.
I fell asleep watching The Rocketeer the other night.
Okay.
And when it went to the, it played to the end of the movie, obviously. And that, but when I went back in to just fast forward through, I had to continuously click on the clicker button to get to that part instead of it being like Netflix where you can just click across.
So I started Rebels.
Sure.
And we'll see here on the tablet what it does. Picked up right where I left off.
So yours picks up right where it has to be something with the Roku.
That's on the tablet, right?
Right.
Now, which Roku do you have?
Three?
The one I gave you?
No.
Or a new one?
I bought a
newer
new
one.
Cause
okay.
You gave me a one, I think.
Okay.
So
it could depend on like how old your device is. Because the Apple TV picked right up.
Yeah.
And the phone picked right up.
I know Casey. I don't know what Casey's watching it on, but he said that his issue was that he stopped watching something. The app obviously kicks out after, like any app does. When he went back in, he had to start from the beginning again, and he had to fast forward through.
Weird. So, okay.
Unless it's something where it was just the system itself, and maybe if I go in and do it again, it'll be different.
But, yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, if this is... It's kind of like Prime.
Yeah.
Prime's the same way.
Prime does that sometimes, yeah. too, yeah.
But, you know, no, that's a minor complaint.
Right.
And that's something that I'm sure how is our app? And you just tell them, and they'll be like, click, 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 mm-hmm. and they'll be like, oh, it's fixed.
Right. Obviously, for me, it downloaded really fast the Apple TV. But I didn't do any of the other stuff until 6 a.m.
Did you do the verification thing, too?
Yes.
So... When I
so,
did
oh,
that,
well, hold on. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
No, when I did it that morning, that let me log in. But when I came back home after work that night and I went in, it wanted me to verify everything to confirm that I was me, I guess. And then it said, you're
yeah,
all verified. So no matter what I do now,
you're verified.
I'm verified. Yeah.
So I the one thing I did do is I verified it mm-hmm. and then I logged in through my phone.
Okay.
To everything else.
Oh, okay.
So, like, because you could do it where you log in through your phone. Hmm. So, actually, I think the first thing I did was put it on the phone and yeah. then the Apple TV. That's how I verified it. Or that's how I did. So, I didn't have to, like, type passwords in and stuff.
Right.
But I love the look of the app. I think for the launch of it. It's broken out really well. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star
yeah,
Wars,
yeah,
National
they,
Geographic.
They did it the right way.
The originals up here, front and center. It's got the recommendations for me, which I haven't watched enough for it to really start learning anything about me. I bet if we go to Haley's. That was Angel's. Like Haley's might be different. I don't know.
Recommendations?
Yeah, because she's been watching. She was homesick for the first two sure. days. She was homesick Tuesday and Wednesday, so all she's done is play on this app. They watch The Simpsons, I know, and a bunch of that stuff. So, yeah.
So is that the only, like, real 20th Century Fox thing so far?
Avatar. It's 20th Century Fox.
I didn't really go through. Like, there's a lot of the animated yeah. stuff, but I didn't go through and really look. I haven't had yeah. time to really look, so.
Yeah, so.
I looked to see what was on there that I wanted to watch. Like, everybody's, like, the articles you're seeing are the top five
right.
things you should watch first, or, you know, the top five thing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just looked to see if this was on there and that mm-hmm. was on there. And I'm like, the Zorro movie that started the original Zorro TV series that Walt Disney produced is on there, but the Zorro TV series I did not find.
Okay.
So Davy Crockett's on there.
Yeah. So like we were going back and forth, like The Last Jedi was not on mine.
Right.
And Solo is not on it
right.
yet. And they're not on it because
they have to finish their contract.
They had to finish their
right.
Netflix run. Which was kind of funny. I didn't think about it. Like Netflix
darn contract
thing with it.
America.
But I like the colors. I like how easy everything is to read.
Have you watched the Imagineering story yet?
They were watching it already.
Did they cry?
So I don't know. I wasn't around.
Everybody that I've read that's watched the Imagineering story is like, I cried. And I'm like, why?
I laughed. I cried.
Hey, Google, mute.
Anyway, I have to remember to do that from now on. Well, I set it up.
She's going to let you know how to mute it.
Okay.
Thank you.
anyway.
Thank you, computer.
Computer. Hello, computer. The mouse. Keyboard. I like how he cracked his knuckles.
when he had to type.
Yeah, when he had to type, yeah. He cracked his knuckles. So
what? Let me ask you that. We'll do it that way.
Yeah.
What five things would you look for, or have you looked for first?
So the first things I went through is cartoons.
Okay.
So I looked for Ratatouille.
Okay.
I looked for Up.
All right.
I looked for Rebels.
Okay.
And then I just started kind of scrolling through. I put all three Tron properties on.
Sure.
I added Flight of the Navigator.
Right.
The Rocketeer, Darkwing Duck.
You already have like a full list.
I started doing my watching. I put Resistance on there. I'm really excited to rewatch Spectacular Spider-Man or Marvel's Spider-Man.
That's the thing that I was like, oh, cool. Like, I've never got to watch any of those.
So this was the one with Josh Keaton as the voice of Shiro, as the voice of Peter and Spider-Man. And it's really good. It's one of my favorites.
But it's like all this stuff is just like, you know. Yeah. I don't have enough time in a day.
Yeah, it's two seasons. It's 26 episodes. It's well worth watching. I was excited to see Wolverine and the X-Men because I actually never got to finish this one.
The one you were watching and you didn't finish it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, X-Men Evolution's it was on like, on there. But X-Men Evolution was only one season.
Right.
Okay, now they've got 1-4. Awesome. I'm stoked.
See,
about
what's happening here, I think, because so many people are like hitting the app at one time that there's like a lot of quirks going on.
So we didn't have any issue. So all three of us were home Tuesday, Wednesday together.
Sure.
And they were both watching it all day while like Angel was working and while Haley was sick.
Right.
Go ahead. But
I'm just curious what all Marvel movies are. All the Marvel movies on here?
I think so. I didn't see any that were missing. Cause Captain Marvel was the last one on Netflix.
Maybe Age of Ultron.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
It's worth skipping anyway, right?
Yeah, right. I was excited for Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Yep.
X-Men, 90s X-Men, which I do like. Have you seen the meme with old Captain America?
Oh, yeah.
People ask me when I'm watching X-Men on Disney Plus, will I skip the beginning? And it's no, I won't. Marvel Rising, I'm curious because I've never got to watch that.
Yep.
So it's like that shorts. I want to watch the Expanding the Universe thing. Mm-hmm. That looks kind of cool.
I think there's some cool documentaries. I want to watch this Jeff Goldblum thing.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum thing looks cool.
That looks good. My favorite meme coming out of this was the guy looking at the Mandalorian and Rey's all mad. But, yeah.
I don't care about Encore.
Yeah, that's that Kristen Bell, like, I guess, musical.
I'm more curious about the
show.
High school and the musical thing. It's like,
so I've never watched those movies.
Oh,
so no. I don't know.
The first two are decent. Okay. The last one, I don't know where they lost.
I'm excited for Pixar in Real Life. I'm excited for all of the shorts to go back and watch a bunch of those.
Well, right,
Mickey Through the Years has some really cool stuff.
Like all the original stuff.
Yep. The Imagineering
thing. Because they literally could have just put all the new stuff on there, and they did all the old stuff, and I'm like, that's cool.
So, yeah, so,
Have you ever watched that Empire of the Dreams?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's another one I need to check out.
So there's some really cool documentaries that are on here that I'll definitely be checking out.
Oh, see, like, I didn't see Turner and Hooch is
on there. Turner and Hooch.
That's cool.
WALL-E, which I've only seen WALL-E once,
and
I know it's your favorite, so I'm excited to revisit that.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's
up there. It's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Phineas and Ferb, we watched a little bit.
I like the Out of the Vault stuff that they showed. Like all the older movies are on there, and you know, then there's movies like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like, cool, I'll watch that again.
Sister Act,
National
Treasure
2, where it's like not been on streaming for a year at least.
The Pacifier, I love. That's like a guilty pleasure movie
for me. Is that the remake? Yep, the remake of That Darn Cat.
The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and add that one right now.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's some
cool
stuff. There's the original That Darn Cat.
Yeah, it's gonna just be fun to go through this.
I'm sure we'll get a bunch. I was surprised by Runaways that both seasons were on.
Oh, are they?
I didn't look. That was cool. I'm just really kind of enjoying the app. I like how like I can use all my fingers and move everything at once.
Yep. That's cool.
It's neat. And the search works pretty well. It's got a bunch of stuff down here. They've got collections already.
Yeah.
So like you can go in and it's just Spider-Man and it's all the Spider-Man
stuff. See the Darth Vader Spider-Man collection?
Unlimited. No, I haven't yet.
Yeah. Darth Vader collection. It's literally everything.
It's just
that
all
Vader
the Darth Vader stuff. That's
in.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it. So
I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, because I was like, I hit that and the other day, and I was like, I didn't realize that all the Lego stuff was going to be on there.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the Marvel Animation collection is really cool. Did you ever watch this Rocket and Groot?
No.
You definitely need to check that out. It's just shorts. They're like, I think the longest one is 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
That one's really good. I'm excited to go back to the Avengers, the Earth's Mightiest Heroes one, where Black Panther breaks into like Avengers Mansion and you know, so that one's really cool. That's how they introduce him.
The Muppets collection?
Yeah, Toy Story 4 is not on here, which surprised
me. It's only been
out
for
I was just still kind of surprised that, you know, they didn't throw that one on here as a launch title.
They got to make money off of it for Christmas.
This one will be interesting. I'm sure we'll watch is the Disney Nature stuff, which is the National Geographic.
Yeah. Well, the Disney Nature is their stuff they've done. Yeah.
So, but this is really cool. I mean, but
like there's a Disney Channel original movie collection. So, yeah, High School Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Phineas and Ferb across two dimensions, zombies.
Ooh, I never watched that one.
So, The Descendants 2.
I think there's
a third. Yep, right there.
Oh, okay.
So
I've never watched any of those stuff. Here's the only thing I've ever watched High School Musical.
So, but I can explore all the originals on one screen, which aren't a lot of them yet. I can do movies, and I can do series, which is really cool. So
yeah, it's really nice.
It's funny because when you said there's a lot of stuff on here, I was like, when I first got up, I was surprised at how much was on here, but I was also surprised at how much was missing.
Yeah.
Right? And I know throughout the day things have been added, and they have a launch release, or they have a release schedule. Oh, Narnia. That was the other.
Yeah, they've got both of the Disney-produced Narnia movies.
So they don't have – they have the first one and the third one. They
Who
don't
released
have the, second
the third one?
I don't know.
That was Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yeah.
So they've got Caspian, and they've got Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. I was happy all five Pirates of the Caribbean movies are on there. Is it five? Yeah, five.
Is it five? Yeah. There's one that I haven't seen.
The last one?
I watched the last one. It was the one with Penelope Cruz.
On Stranger Tides?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I only liked the first one.
Yeah.
Like.
If they did more like just original stories with Jack Sparrow and not the Will Turner stuff.
Yeah.
It would be more enjoyable because On Stranger Tides is just a Jack Sparrow story.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Okay.
And it's weird, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And whereas the last one was another Will Turner, you know, tie-in.
Yeah.
So it was okay.
So, I don't know. Like some of these cartoons, the Christmas stuff, I think it's perfect.
Still waiting for Pirates of the Caribbean National Treasure crossover.
Right. To find out that like he was a sparrow. Or that,
well, no, they find Justin. Jack Sparrow frozen in the ice or something.
Frozen in the ice like Captain America. Yeah, the shorts I'm really excited for. Like,
well, some of those
back,
I've seen.
Like
Lutzo
Jr.'s good. Yeah. Like I never saw Doug's Special Mission.
Oh, okay.
The Piper, the Sandpiper one about the bird is good. All right, so Haley's in here.
Yeah.
Say hi.
What up?
What up?
Okay, never mind. Get out. We don't want to talk to you now. All right. So you were homesick the first 2 days of Disney Plus.
Yes, I was.
You got to get closer.
Yes, I was.
How many movies did you watch?
8.
Well, there you go.
So what was the first thing you watched on Disney Plus?
Peter Pan.
Okay.
Return to Neverland.
So you watched Peter Pan, then Return to Neverland, or you watched
Return
to Neverland first?
I watched Return to Neverland first, then I watched Peter Pan.
Okay. Cool. What else did you watch?
Well, then I watched Cinderella, I think.
So you went back and watched all the classic stuff?
Yeah.
You wanted to watch all that first? Okay.
What was the...
And you see, that's strange because,
right?
Like, you know, I would think, well, you know, but she likes the classic.
She's a special
stuff,
case,
right? But it's like one of those things where it's like, what, you know, what does a kid want to go watch?
Right, right.
Like right away on, like what, you know, you would think Pixar.
Right.
Like, that would be the first thing I would think from, like, maybe younger kids, you know, and that, since she's not as young. But is there anything on there that you haven't watched that you really want to watch?
Probably. I have not watched Lion King yet on
this.
And I'm planning on watching that.
The animated one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody needs to watch the live
action. You wouldn't watch that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
90 extra minutes or 30 extra minutes?
30 extra minutes, yeah. And it was just the cartoon. It wasn't like any of the other adaptions where it's, you know, more original stuff. Like Aladdin, I was like, if they just did Aladdin as the animated movie, as a live action movie, I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
And that I was like, it has to have some stuff in it that wasn't in there. And that, and it did. Lion King, one extra song.
Yeah.
More fart jokes with Pumbaa.
Pumbaa and Timon.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm like, eh, it wasn't anything special. Yeah.
All right. So you've watched on both Apple TVs, right? And your tablet mainly?
I've watched it on the TV in there and my tablet.
You didn't watch it in the bone of the bedroom?
No.
Have you used your computer yet to watch it?
No.
Okay. Did you have any issues at all with it, like crashing or like buffering or like
crashing? But yeah. On the TV, it keeps pausing.
Okay.
See, and when I watched Mandalorian,
it might keep pausing because I keep messing with you.
I knew it.
See, that ain't right. See, the Mandalorian though, when I watched it. The first time I paused it.
Okay.
Had to go to the bathroom and I came back and when I hit play, the circle
was buffering
yeah. Like, and I just paused it again and then hit play and the buffer stopped.
So Amazon does that to me a lot.
Oh, okay.
So, did you guys both know you can download on mobile devices?
Yes.
I did not.
So like I can go in, so like, I haven't downloaded anything on here yet, but so like I can go into Remember the Titans and just click download and then it'll show up in here and then I can just watch without the internet,
which is
really, so like it took Netflix 10 years to get there. Amazon just released that, I think last year.
Oh, okay.
So the fact that they launched with this has been great because they have, they've really done a good job of taking the best of those two, which I think they learned a lot from Hulu.
Right.
Having owned 60% of it.
Right.
So this looks a lot like the old version of Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, it does, actually, now that I think about it.
When Hulu, when the Hulu UI was awesome.
Right.
It separates things like Netflix does.
Sure.
And I'm interested to see how it learns like Netflix does.
Right, when you start watching more on there and that.
Yeah. But, it's the good DuckTales, not that bullshit new one.
That's probably on there too.
It's
Disney's.
Right. So what have you thought like so far? Are you happy that we got this?
I'm actually happy with this app. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I hope they add more.
Well, they will. What's your favorite thing about just your experience with it in the first 3 days?
That you can get a lot of the older movies and TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go scrounging the internet for it.
All right. Cool. Anything else? What? You watched The Simpsons, right? You guys were watching The Simpsons, weren't
Mom
you?
Mom showed me the Christmas
episode. Oh, okay. With Santa's God. Little Helper.
Yeah. So. The first one.
All right. Cool.
Bye.
Thank you.
She can eat now.
All right. So, I mean, she's their target audience.
Well, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And the fact that, one, she uses this with no problem. Two, she's literally, like, while she was sick, this was the perfect thing for her.
Right, yeah.
She's watched a bunch of it. We watched The Mandalorian as a family last night.
Okay.
So, because they wanted to watch it.
Sure.
And at the end, obviously, they squealed. You know. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
But yeah, I've been pleasantly surprised at how, at least my experience with this has been really. I haven't had any crashes. I haven't had any pausing issues. When she logs in and does a search, I get a thing on my tablet, my phone.
Oh, it actually tells you.
No, it tells me from the box that like, so I can use the keyboard to search or the keyboard on my phone to search instead of having to go, you know, through the alphabet.
Right.
And so when she does that, I'll start deleting things as she's typing.
Oh, okay.
And then when she'll go in, I'll just hit pause or I'll like jump back 10 seconds.
So
just,
wrong.
You know, she doesn't, you know.
Now she does.
Well, yeah. So
now
anyway.
It's going to be dad.
Well, she was doing that anyway. I was like, what? She's like, are you messing with this? Like, because I got the new Apple TV with the 4K. I was like, no, I don't mess with this. Most of this is in 4K.
Right.
Like anything that's 4K is 4K, which is great. And it looks awesome.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I've been like super, super happy. The one last thing is the profiles. So, like, you have your watch list, which I actually wish was down here with the home search and downloads. Yeah. Like, I wish watch list was down there because I have to go into my name.
Oh, okay.
Into watch list. Like I said before, the app settings are great. It's like, you know, it's my tablet, so
sure.
It doesn't matter about cellular data. Download over Wi-Fi only, that doesn't matter. Video quality, I do high. I can delete all the downloads. And then the other really cool thing that this does is it shows me how much space I have available on my device.
Oh, okay.
For downloads. So it's like, okay, like,
so if you want to download something, right. You can actually see, like, can I download
this? This has 550 whatever gigabytes of right. storage. So it's got 328 gigabytes used, Disney as zero, and then I've got 184 gigabytes as free space.
Okay.
Which now I can go in and delete a bunch of stuff because it's on the Disney app now.
Right.
Like, I think I have all the Star Wars movies on here.
The actual, like, cut ones?
Well, I have the theatrical cuts.
I know you have the theatrical ones. You don't want to delete those.
No, but. But I mean, I can go through and, like, I can delete Infinity War. I can delete...
okay. I see what you're saying.
I can delete... not Solo yet, but like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3 can all go.
Gotcha.
Force Awakens can go.
Yeah.
Because it's already there, right?
Yeah.
Like, which is cool. Now, speaking of the original trilogy, they messed with Star Wars again.
I haven't watched that.
So I fast forwarded to the scene.
Yeah.
Essentially, there's like another shot. They kind of like messed with the timing of it all.
Okay.
So it's not Han shooting first still.
Han gets shot at,
but
shoots back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of more of a like closer to him shooting first. But yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. I can delete Tron Legacy off of here.
there you go.
So, but yeah, it's like I could probably delete all the Spider-Man except for, oh no, not Spider-Man stuff. Spider-Man stuff's not on there, I don't think. I'm not going to delete Rogue One.
Spider-Verse won't be on there for sure.
No, well, yeah. So, but like Winter Soldier could probably come off.
Yeah, that's on Infinity there. I've seen that on there.
Endgame can come off. So, and so like when I go back in now, so I can look. That didn't update. Oh, it did. I have 184 now instead of 154. So
that's
I just
cool.
deleted 30 gigabytes of stuff. I like this. I like that I can go into my account stuff. I signed up for the annual subscription. So
So it'll just auto renew?
And it was $70 for the year versus $6.99 a month.
Right.
Yeah,
I did it for the first year thing. I didn't.
Yeah, well, you get a year free with Verizon.
I know because we don't have unlimited data.
Okay.
I don't know.
Have unlimited?
We probably do, and data. I had to subscribe before that whole thing came out, and that so I didn't even bother.
So when I got the new Apple TV, we got Apple TV Plus free for a year.
Sure.
So, but like.
But that's like what, $4.99?
It's $4.99 a month.
So how much is it for a year, or is it just $4.99?
It's just $4.99 a month. But the thing is like every time you buy a new Apple device, they're gonna re up you for a year.
Oh, okay.
So like I'm gonna get a new phone
sure. At
some point. I'm probably gonna get Haley a phone soon. She's getting to the point where she needs it.
So on the Apple, we'll talk about that because Apple Plus has come out like the week before or whatever.
No, Apple Plus is out already.
Apple Plus, yeah.
Oh, it came out a week before. Yeah,
the week before this. Apple Plus has what on it?
It has The Morning Show. It has C, the thing with what's his face?
But do they have like
watch
stuff that isn't original, like stuff that they purchased?
I don't know. I haven't really gone through it yet. It's like, you know, because it ties into Hulu, it ties into all the other things, what you can rent and buy. Like I can watch Disney Plus, like because I'm signed in through the app. I don't have to go into the Disney Plus app if I don't want to. Or it'll take me into the Disney Plus app.
So they're going cheap because they don't have that much to incentive.
This
like
is
people
like,
who don't have Apple devices.
Right.
Like that C show looks cool. I paid $5 to watch that.
So yeah, but like you could go buy an iPad, like
right.
a $300 iPad, and watch it and then get it for free for a year.
Right.
Like I like Apple TV on.
But a show like that, I could blow through in like.
Oh yeah.
A week probably.
So what they did is they put the first three episodes of some of this stuff out. And then it comes out weekly from there.
Well, they've picked up on the idea of what
Hulu did.
Hulu and CBS All Access did, where it's like instead of putting it all on there like Netflix, put it on there weekly so people will just either go, I'll pay for it, mm-hmm. or people will go, I'm going to pay for a month, right. and we'll just watch it all at the end, you know.
So like Hulu did that first.
Like Picard, I'm like on the fence on if I'm just going to subscribe to CBS and just watch it weekly. Or if I'm just going to wait for it to be over.
So
I'm afraid people will spoil it. That's why.
Yeah. So talking about the apps, I've been using the DC Universe app a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a much better app than I thought it was. Because
it's got all the comic books.
You can watch the shows, movies, and read comics on it. And it's the
Comixology
guided
view.
So
how far back can you go on there?
Haven't really looked. So when you go into comics, so here's the other thing: is like if this app is not like the greatest designed app right now, but let's see. So if I want to go into, so it's got like Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Okay.
So it's got Rock of Ages.
Nice.
You know, JLA, which was really
the
cool.
The Grant Morrison stuff. Yeah. All Star Superman's on there.
Yeah.
So it's accessing the Comixology library.
I don't know if it's Comixology that it's accessing. But okay. Yeah, but like they've got like a bunch of hero versus hero stuff.
Or, okay.
Like again, they've got the collection.
So how much is that one?
So I think this one's like $7.99 a month.
That's not bad.
But like Daryl and I.
Yeah,
like,
you're straight. You're like you're
he
sharing
uses my HBO
much.
And I use this. So which is fine because. I'd rather him watch Watchmen live so I can talk to him about it.
Which I'm behind on that one. I got to watch.
Oh, yeah. That's so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll be honest though. I like this Disney Plus app really has me considering like if we need to keep Netflix or not. Because a lot of the stuff that's on Netflix, I can wait and just like get Netflix for the month of July.
Like, TV series,
yeah.
That? Okay.
Like I can get this for like the month of July, and I can go through and watch Into the Fucking World. I can watch Atypical. I can watch Glow all in like one sitting.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
I mean, there's still enough on there to make me want to watch on that.
But it for $14
CW
a month.
CW shows on the DC app.
No, I want to say no because they're going to be exclusive to Netflix for a while, right?
Well, right.
So they have like the older stuff.
Because I'm catching up on them. Now.
Krypton,
Krypton's
Constantine,
on there.
Okay. So, like Human Target, Birds of Prey,
sure.
Superboy.
Oh, see, yeah, which, that would be an incentive for me, but like I own it all.
Yeah,
so.
Green Lantern.
That's the problem. Is like I own most of those.
Right. The
so they
yeah for, the CW stuff is not on here yet.
Yeah.
So,
because I'm catching up on the Flash now.
Oh, okay.
Pun intended. I did watch Crisis on Earth X.
Yeah, I saw you posted about
finally.
That.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch because it's fun to watch Stephen Amell and Melissa Benoist play bad.
Okay.
Versions
oh.
Of their characters?
Oh wait, Crisis on Earth X.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that one.
Infinite Earths doesn't start until.
Yeah,
December.
I haven't seen Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Crisis on Earth X was really good.
Yeah.
Like that's my preferable version of those two characters.
Yeah, and I thought like you know the death that happens mm-hmm. for those who haven't seen it was a decent character to kill off.
I like the Ray.
Yeah.
I thought
the Ray
was cool.
But I was like, they could have like. Gave you a little bit more of his story.
Well, they tied that into the animated CW Seed thing, which I thought was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they did the same thing with Vixen.
Yeah. I didn't watch that stuff.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it was fun, and, you know, I was like, I still don't have to go back and watch Supergirl or Legends, even though I'll go back and watch Legends after I'm done with The Flash.
So, I'm a season behind on Legends. That was the one I dropped last. And because it's the one I had the most fun watching.
But right now, The Flash is really, like, good.
Okay.
Like, and it had one of the creepiest moments I think I've ever seen on a CW show. And that, The Thinker is in the Thinker is in.
So that was the last season I watched.
Okay. Amunet is in it too, but the Thinker is the one. Yeah. When she pulls his hair off, I was like, that's probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen in a CW show.
So I didn't finish that season.
Yeah.
That's where I gave up about halfway through.
I'm at the point where he's in jail.
Okay. So there's a character that'll show up in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm out.
Oh, really?
I'm out.
Okay.
And
I'm enjoying Elongated Man.
Yeah, Ralph is great. I like that actor.
Man, I'm like, I really like him. I'm enjoying that. I do question a thing with why does Amunet have an accent? Because I don't think she did in the comic books.
Well, and Katie Sackhoff just doesn't do a good job with the accent.
Well,
like, we love her.
Right.
And it's really hard to,
I think it was just one of those things where it's like, it was a choice that was made and she just played it as well as she could.
I think she made the choice. Maybe.
Well,
I think
she made the choice. That's a weird choice that they get by. But I'm like, she could have just played herself.
Right.
Like, played her.
Because she has an awesome voice.
And I'm like, that's okay. And I'm to the point now where she's buying all of the metas that are in the jail.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, that'll be the next episode I watch. The goofy Honey, I Shrunk the Team thing was kind of funny. So I'm enjoying Harrison Wells from Earth 2 Harrison Wells, and that more than I think I have in the past.
Have you seen The Council of Wells yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The
I did not enjoy that.
The Matthew McConaughey, Hugh Hefner one. I'm like, why did you choose that? And then, the Mad Max one. And
I don't know.
The German one.
I
think it's just a matter of they know what Kavanaugh can do. And they just,
They're just, like, just have fun, Tom.
Tom, can you just do this? And he's like, yeah, I can do that.
Tom, you're amazing. Have fun.
I did like that Zoom showed back up and it was him. Mm-hmm. Even though I enjoyed the other actor too playing him. I was like, you know, they left it open-ended. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know. But, and I love every time he shows up, Barry's like, you're dead. And he's like, it's time travel. Come on. I'm dead, but I'm not.
It's time travel, dude. You've broken the timeline how many times now?
He's like, I know I die, but I'm not dead yet.
So here's what would get me back to The Flash.
Yeah.
No time travel in a season. And no other speedsters in the season.
Has there been any time travel in the season I'm watching? No. Not really. There's time travel. I know who's there.
Yeah.
She showed up at the wedding.
Yeah, that's when I was out.
Really?
Like,
Excess?
Yeah. What?
Excess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, I just can't. I can't do this. It's just...
But she's like the focus of the next season.
Yeah, so I didn't watch any of that season.
Yeah.
Like, I tapped out.
Well,
I didn't
not
even
the
make
focus,
it.
But it's like she's a more recurring character.
So...
I enjoy the fact that she's fangirling.
Yeah.
Out over her dad's friends and her dad.
Yeah.
And that, even though I'm like, you know, anybody who was watching that show and didn't know, it's like, that's cool. But like, for me, I was like, oh, hey, I know who that is. And I'm like, but I'm like, Excess is not their daughter in the comic book.
Right.
She's their granddaughter.
So when she shows up.
But with the twist that they've done on the show.
And you see her in the coffee shop do the. You know, the catch, whatever, or whatever it was that she did to reveal that she was a speedster.
She was
writing in her
diary. Yeah.
She was
writing in Interlac. Yeah. That's where Interlac comes from.
I was done.
Which is
done.
The thing that was cool about that, though, is that's what Barry was writing in the first episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so that's how they tie that together, that he was writing in the future language and that. So.
Yep. So anyway,
I'm enjoying The Thinker. The Thinker actually has been fun this season, and that, and you know, the actor they had playing him before he transferred into the telepath was great.
He transfers.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's fine.
Yeah, because they transfer into some characters that, like, I really felt like had legs.
Yeah.
That is where I was like, I just can't. I can't with this show anymore. They give you every opportunity as a fan to, like, really, really like what's happening.
Yeah.
And then they just repeat, you know, what they're doing.
I liked Bill Goldberg showing up.
Oh, Goldberg was great.
Goldberg and Derek Mears, who is known as a costume of, you know,
yeah,
he's a man behind a mask, right, showing up as himself. And I was like, oh, that's cool that they actually cast him, mm-hmm, like, you know, and brought him on as just, you know, a bad guy.
Right.
And I'm like, that's cool.
So, yeah. All right. Anything else?
Nope. We've streamed it out. There's the name of the episode.
I was just going to say. All right. So Johnny will be gone next week. I think Daryl's coming in.
Cool.
And we're going to talk about The Expanse, because season 4 is hitting Netflix, or that's hitting Amazon.
Actually, watch too. Yeah.
Dude, I like, so
that's on Amazon, been, right?
It's an Amazon exclusive, right, now, or Amazon original. I don't
know.
So it was
a Sci-Fi channel?
It was the first two seasons on Sci-Fi, and they canceled it.
Yeah.
And then Amazon picked Amazon it up. Had the streaming rights.
Okay.
And it's one of their most streamed shows.
That's kind of like what happened back in, was it the early 2000s, late 90s, when TNT bought Babylon 5.
Right.
And they brought it back as a fifth season because they bought it.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
wish somebody would do that with Farscape.
There's rumors about Farscape.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
what, Dargo Crichton?
You think they heard my eye roll?
No, probably not, but they heard the
anyway,
That's I can't go back and watch that. The Peacekeeper Wars?
No.
I can't go back and watch that. I did not enjoy that.
I wish they would have just left it the way it was.
Like the finale, yeah, the finale that was the cancellation finale, right, and not done the Peacekeeper, right, Wars, or brought it back as a full season story.
Right. That had nothing to do with the Peacekeeper Wars.
I just...
So.
It just was like a...
It was a money grab.
Yeah,
it didn't
feel like Farscape.
Like none of them were like... In the, no, none of them really cared. Like
really
the makeup,
felt like that, yeah,
the makeup wasn't right. The character tones were wrong.
Yeah,
yeah.
But hey, yeah, we got Dargo Crichton.
Yeah,
or is it Dargo Sun Crichton?
Dargo Crichton's son.
Ooh, there you go.
Dargo Sun.
Hey, wait, it is Crichton's son. Yeah. Hey.
Ba-dum-bum.
Play on words.
So yeah. And then I started watching Jack Ryan.
Okay.
Season 2. And it's really good.
Things have just been...
But like, there's too much on right now.
Yeah, I was going to say things have been like too flooded. There's too much going on. There's things outside of streaming,
right,
stuff and watching stuff that go on. And that, you know, we do have lives outside of,
right,
television. And
right, right. Like we have basketball. I'm coaching basketball
right
now.
Yeah, you're doing that.
Then... I'm going to do it. I think I told you I'm going to do a DIY.
Yeah, you said.
And so
that,
I've been,
yeah,
watching like stuff on how to do that to prepare for the order I'm going to put in.
Sure.
For parts, blow myself up.
Catch ass the half the house on fire. Do it in the garage.
Yeah.
That way if you burn that down, at least it's just the garage.
Who cares, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, cool. All right. Well, you have fun in Disney.
I will.
You know,
we'll report back on Bot 2 and other,
yeah,
things.
We definitely, like, we'll definitely talk about, yeah, that when you come back. It's funny, like, I don't have, like, I want to go there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I know the impulse control issues I have with buying shit that I don't need.
Well, I mean, like, besides what? You would build a lightsaber.
I would
build
a droid.
Well, okay.
I would build a droid, and then I want to get Ahsoka and Dooku's lightsabers. The legacy ones.
Oh, that they sell there.
Like, they come,
yeah,
in a box and, like, you know, they're cool.
And then you'd be walking out with a full-size R2 unit.
Probably. Like, let's.
You did see,
like,
the price on that thing, didn't you?
I did not see
it's
the,
like,
price.
It's like $45,000 or something.
Oh, then no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So.
You have to bring your own X-Wing to take it home.
I'd trade Haley.
Yeah.
You keep her, I'll take this.
My problem is I'm going to get kicked out because I want to touch the Millennium Falcon. I want to do the Luke,
oh,
hand,
yeah,
rub,
yeah,
underneath.
Yeah.
And I'm,
are,
like,
you not allowed?
You're not allowed to touch it. They have it blocked,
is it
off,
roped
enough
off,
where, like, I might be able to touch it because I'm tall.
Yeah.
And that, but I'm like, I could see me getting, like, actually trampled by real stormtroopers.
They're first order troopers. They're not.
No, I think the real ones,
oh,
will come
ones
out and, like.
It's like the shield agents,
exactly,
at, like, the Marvel panels,
exactly,
at Comic-Con. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I think like First Order ones are just there to go, hey, blah, 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 be funny in that. And then like if you touch the Millennium Falcon, Imperial Stormtroopers come out and beat the hell out of
They're
you.
They're like, hey, mofo, back up. Anyway.
We ain't going to miss with this baton.
Cool. Well, you have fun. Stay warm.
Oh, I'm sure
it'll be nice and warm down there. And yeah. All right.
Maybe I'll run into Jeff.
Is he going to be down
there? He's down there now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
oh.
He's down there until Tuesday.
All right. Cool.
I don't know.
I'm glad you told me that because I was going to go to the shop this weekend and pick up my last month's worth of books. But now I'm just going to wait till he gets back.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. On that note, we'll see you guys. I'll see you next week. John, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And yeah.
Bright suns.
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.